opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yes, I'm back. I'm back. Today, the 6th of September, and it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I got Liam at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. So what national day is it today?
It is National Read a Book Day.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Not enough people read books.
Knowledge is good.
It is. No, it is.
Okay, and what's the weather look like?
Alrighty, so there is an excessive heat warning today through Friday. The high for today is 115.
Yes! Yes!
No. The low tonight is 80.
Linda was out with the horse. She left at 5:45 this morning to get out there. And it's still what?
No, it's already 75. 80.
It's 75 degrees, yeah.
Yeah. Tonight's 80 degrees. Wednesday, tomorrow, a high of 112. Wednesday, at a low of 78. Thursday, a high of 112. Thursday night, a low of 78. And Friday, a high of 112. So it's hot.
It's hot. How hot is it?
It's real hot.
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Yeah, if you could, let's take go on for about another 3 seconds. It's also...
I know.
It's damn hot. Okay. All right. Hey, look, the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. They're great people, the Kenny family. They got generations working there, and they really treat your customers well. They treat them as friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and their customer service is just outstanding. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Let's talk heat. We're going to break records this week in Redding, it appears. We're into that heat. We're into the, excessive heat warning. Or, no, it's not a warning. Is it a warning? Or is it a...
It's an excessive heat warning.
Okay. What's this mean? Very high risk of heat strokes or illnesses for entire population. Need I say stay hydrated? Avoid being outdoors in the sun, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, I can do that. You can do that. The construction guys can't do that. I've worked construction before in bridge construction. We were up in the air in Tennessee when it was over 100 degrees, but the humidity was like 85%. I mean, you're almost wringing your shirts out. I've been in heat in the high teens or, low 120s in Iraq. And we were sitting on tops of rooftops for overwatch. It was so hot. And I was a contractor then. So we wore shorts and shorts and t-shirts and stuff. And if you wanted to wash your laundry, you just brought it up, washed it, you hung it out. And I swear from the heat reflecting off the roof and how hot it was out there, and the shirts were drying. Gosh. In less than 8 minutes, 10 minutes at the most. So, but that was over there, and this is here. If you have access to air conditioning, use it. Fans may not be adequate. Stay in a cool place, especially during the heat of the day. And like I said, I can do that. You can do that. Many people can do that. But if you've got, if you're up there trying to finish the courthouse, or whenever that's going to occur, or you're, because that's state sponsored work. You know, they just take their time. And, they do it. Yeah, we're out there working. But if you're in like civilian construction, like K2 and all these people here, those people are out there and they're moving around. They are working. They've got to do stuff out there in the sun. It is just horrible. So be thinking about them. Anybody that has to work outside today, if I worked in a car wash, I'd put myself through a car wash without a car just to get you get the water all over you and thoroughly drenches you, and then you go through the air dry the blow dry there. Jeez. Okay. And we're going to break records this week, my friends. And it's not doing the water evaporation any type of giving them a break at all. Okay. Containment up to 40% on the mill fire. And so they're getting that one under control. And, the containment jumped to 40% overnight. The fire grew by less than 10 acres and now stands at 4,263 acres, which is about what it was yesterday. A 66-year-old woman, a 73-year-old woman have died in the mill fire. We announced that yesterday. They're not anticipating that to spread. However, the mountain fire grew by 60% since Sunday morning. And it's up from, it's 10% contained, up from 5% on yesterday. And it's a more remote locations west of Interstate 5 and about 9 miles southwest of Gazelle, California. So over 10,000 acres and going like crazy. it's just that time of the year. And it seems like it's always that time of the year in California. And I used to think, okay, the summer's over, you know, fire danger goes down. No. I think the busiest part, people tell me, it's in the September-October time frame. Well, I'm glad to see is that summer's over, you know, on Labor Day, so summer's over. The fact that we're getting 115-degree temperatures, however, I have to think that maybe perhaps it's not over entirely. This woman, Fletcher, from back east, she was jogging, and it appeared, you know, at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, she is a school teacher, mom, wife, and it turns out she's an heiress of a billionaire fortune, and it seems like you know, things in their family was going good. She was out running at 4:30 in the morning. She gets abducted. They got videos of it, and got pushed in. Somebody attacked her, drug her into an SUV, a dark SUV. It sat there for several minutes and then drove off. They did, you know, because of cameras outside, and there's lots of cameras outside, by the way, and they're not all police, they're not all, in fact, most of them probably aren't police cameras, they're business cameras, people have it, or now with the Ring technology, you get a good view of the street and everything else. They narrowed it down to a suspect, plus the fact they found a set of sandals at the location where her phone and other things were found. And they ran a DNA test on that, got that back quick, and they went after this guy. He tried to run, they captured him. His brother said that he was in there, you trying to wash out his car and washing his clothes and all this. Anyway, they have him, but they couldn't charge him with anything, except they found, you know, little things to charge him with because there was no proof that he, you know, drug link, supposedly. However, this morning, it appears they found a body, and they're not saying if it's her or not. And then he goes to trial. I mean, he goes to court. How sad is that? And it looks like he's been stalking her.
It's really sad.
It is sad.
No, it is.
This isn't like what we had here with Papini when she fakes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a massive lawsuit, actually.
Against?
Papini.
Well, she's supposed to be going to court here in September. And she can go to jail for this.
Yeah.
And then, they want to get that money back. I mean, they got her for wire fraud. Mm-hmm. Wire fraud can put her in jail for 20 years. False reports and doing all this crap to her family. You know, I feel for her family that went through this. I mean, yeah, my name's Joe Papini. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah.
My name's Joe Papini. Hey, before we take a break, I want to talk about the Kevin Cry Show. Kevin was on for a month, and people are going, well, what happened? And here's what happened. And Kevin and I, when he wanted to have the show, I said, great. I welcome your show, and it was a good show. He had debates on there between Chris Kellstrom and Baron Browning, but he also knew that it was only going to go for a month because 60 days out from the election, things change. And it was going to completely run us topsy-turvy if he had a show on. And he understood that. He was cool about it, and he wants to come back after the election. And he says, when I'm supervisor, I want to have a show and let people call in and ask me questions. I think that's a great idea, partner. I just have to watch that 60 days out, you're off the air before the next election because of what happens. So that's what happened to Kevin Cry. And perhaps I'll put that on Facebook or something. Somebody asked me about that. Okay, look, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, is a full-service jewelry store. The only one here in town. It's got a watch repairman. It can do everything. It can repair jewelry. It can build jewelry for you. If you've got an idea for a design, they'll design it and build it for you. They have a super selection of jewelry. Very fair prices. They're great people. That's why I buy the jewelry for Linda. And this is where she goes in to buy jewelry. I can't say enough about them. 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Dak Prescott here. Why do I choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because better sleep elevates my game. Only my Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps me fall asleep faster, keeps me cool, and effortlessly adjusts for my best sleep. The result? 28 minutes more restful sleep a night. That's more focus, more edge, and more highlights. And that means more wins for all of us.
Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-through. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy. Mart's at Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Wind River Resort and Casino proudly presents actor and comedian Josh Wolf live inside the event center Thursday, September 15th. You may have seen him on Chelsea Lately or in his viral comedy special Father of the Year. Also hosting the first ever CMT late night event, The Josh Wolf Show. You don't want to miss this. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend this show. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated. They've been moving local dreams forward for the last 15 years since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, you heard about this rampage up in Canada where 10 people killed, 15 more wounded by two guys stabbing them to death. They killed one of them, or they found one of them dead, but the other one, two brothers in Canada. Jeez. Okay, one of my favorite stories right now is it appears in West Virginia, a D.C. tourist was out in a remote area of West Virginia and with their electric vehicle. And it ran out of power. So there they are on this road, out of power. I mean, obviously you can't plug into a tree, and obviously you can't walk down to the next gas station and fill up, you know, a gallon worth of gas or 2 gallons and come back and fill it up. They were stuck. So what happened was that a coal mine was there and it was working. And when they saw it was in the middle of the haul road, meaning the workers had to act fast not to impede incoming traffic, they ran down there and they pushed the vehicle up the road to the mine where the travelers could recharge his car. So here's a picture of 6 coal miners pushing this electric car up the road, and you can see in the background piles of coal.
That's so funny. I was on TikTok, and there was these guys who were like doing like a road trip in a Tesla, and they had to carry a generator with them so that they could charge the thing when it died. Because, there's just no infrastructure for them.
Yeah. Okay, this leads me to my next one. Now, usually I look at things in Facebook, kind of, I don't get my news from Facebook, okay? But there are people I trust on Facebook, and Frank Muse is one of them, Muse Trucking. But this is something that was sent to him. You know, we're talking about electric cars. Of course, let's talk about that. We can't buy a new internal combustion car vehicle in California after 2035. At the same time, this week, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and all that, they're doing flex warnings that they're going to be cutting back on electricity to people. And some of the things they tell you not to do, don't run your air conditioner, blah, blah, blah. Don't recharge your electric vehicle. Well, really? Well, what happens in 2035? What happens is each year more electric vehicles are on the road. Yeah, Gavin. Okay, now this is a story about a farmer in the Midwest. He has 10,000 acres of corn in the Midwest, and the property is spread out over 3 counties. He's in a partnership firm with John Deere. They use larger farm operations as demonstration projects for promotion and development of new equipment. He recently received a phone call from John Deere, and they wanted the farm to go to electric tractors and combines in 2023. Currently has 5 diesel combines that cost $900,000 each that are traded in every 3 years. Also over 10 really big tractors. Okay, so here's my questions. And he calls John Deere. Okay, how do I charge these combines when they're 3 counties away from the shop in the middle of a cornfield in the middle of nowhere? How do I run them 24 hours a day for 10 or 12 days straight when the harvest is ready and the weather is coming in? How do I get a 50,000-pound combine that takes up the width of an entire road back to the shop 20 miles away when the battery goes dead? There was dead silence on the other end of the phone. farm on the phone. When the corn's ready to harvest, it has to have proper sugar and moisture, or if it gets too wet, it just, the value goes cut in half. And harvest time is critical because if it degrades in sugar content, it can drop the value. So sometimes it's standard procedure to run the machines 10 to 12 days straight, 24 hours a day at peak harvest time. When they need fuel, a tanker truck delivers it and the machines keep going. So now there was a comment afterwards that said, yeah, you know what? This makes sense. However, he read that John Deere has no large combines or tractors for sale. And so you kind of look at it like this is true in the sense of how do you run a farm on electric vehicles. I think there will always be internal combustion vehicles. There always will be.
I mean, I think
there's got to be.
There will eventually be a way when like owning and like using an electric vehicle isn't such a hassle. I mean, there's just no infrastructure them right now.
Well, you know what? And by 2035, if you look at it like that, the infrastructure could be there. We're talking about like a million charging stations.
But not like the Midwest and stuff.
No. Those guys, trying to operate out there is almost impossible.
Yeah. It's not even worth it.
Can you build me, Ford's building an F-150 electric truck. Mm-hmm. It's got all this great stuff on it. Ooh,
yeah.
That's cool. It does this. And oh, my gosh, it can recharge itself because it's got another semi. I guess it's got another battery in there. It can, for emergencies, right?
Yeah.
But can that haul two horses up in the mountains? And it can haul. Yeah, but how long? But how far?
Yeah.
That 300-mile range becomes 80.
Yeah.
And then what do you do? Well, that's when you have your generator in the back of the truck and you crank it up and so you can recharge your vehicle and you run it off a gas generator.
Yeah, or you get your electricity from your house, which is coming from the coal plant.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing is where's that coming from? Because they're not good. The only thing that they can do is if they come up with storage systems.
Well, that's,
I mean, we're talking, massive storage systems.
Yeah, well, so that's been the biggest, I was actually reading, that's been, like, the biggest challenge with, like, renewables, because we don't really have a good way to store energy. When we're making energy, we're using it almost immediately.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, unless you have, in your solar-powered house, people have solar panels, it really cuts back on their use of fossil fuels, okay? Yeah. However, when the sun goes down, they kick back into the they get back into network.
Yep.
And here's the thing is when they build for a town this size, they've got to build to make sure that every house in this town's going to have electricity, whether they have solar or not. And then you have to pay for that, the transmission line. I mean, it's still there. The only thing that's going to solve most of this is nuclear energy.
Yep.
But people don't want to look at it.
Yep.
It's going to be people your age. And, at 18 to 25, you all are going to have to get on the stick and say nuclear energy is the only way to go.
I just can't wrap my head around how people are so against it.
Because
Chernobyl,
3 Mile Island, even though nobody was killed in 3 Mile Island, it was contained. Then you had Fukushima, and then you had a movie called The China Syndrome. And people just think, oh, nukes are horrible. They go ahead and they break up. They don't. You put them in stable places.
Mm-hmm.
Look at, they're trying to keep the Diablo Canyon online another 3 years because it produces 17% of the electricity in California.
Yep.
And Newsom wants to do that. Hooray for something to actually, Gavin, I'm on your side there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, it's an earthquake fault. It's been an earthquake fault for a long time.
California is an earthquake fault.
Yeah, it is. So what you do is you put those nuke plants inland.
Yeah.
And you put them close to transmission lines.
Well, you need to be near water.
That's true.
Yeah. That's
I would say you could put them near you put them in...
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Runs all
you
the
could
way
put
up.
Them in the... maybe in the center of the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have to do... they do... it takes a lot of water cooling.
It does.
That's right. Okay. That's a whole nother subject.
It is.
Okay, real quickly... Donald Trump had a significant victory when he had a federal judge on Monday approved his request to appoint a special master in the Mar-a-Lago probe. That means a third-party attorney from outside government we brought in to review the materials that the FBI seized from Trump's Florida residence. That'll be interesting. They took his health records. Why would they take his health records? Why would they seize his health records? Yeah, that's weird. I'd like to see Biden's health records. I'd like to see Biden take a cognitive test. They, you know what? The papers were screaming for him to take a for Trump to take a cognitive test, and then people, all these psychologists and psychiatrists were giving him these diagnosis that he's this and he's that and he's this and he's that without ever talking to him, which any psychiatrist or psychologist would tell you the whole report then becomes BS. Yet they're not calling for that for Mr. Biden, even though after this last speech they ought to take a look at it. Did you take a photo? Did you look at that photo when he came out of the mouth of hell
with like all the red behind him and stuff?
Yeah,
I know. I saw.
He comes out of the darkness.
No. There's, yeah, Dark Brandon is like the new coined.
Dark Brandon.
For, yeah.
I had not heard that.
No, that's funny.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody's better at repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it a long time. He doesn't take any chances with your safety at all. He gives free inspection and analysis, and it'll tell you if you can fix it or not. If you can't fix it, it'll tell you that. It'll send you someplace that you can get your windshield repaired. However, he can fix any, if a small chip up or a crack up to 24 inches in length. He's a great guy. It's a veteran-owned business. Stop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wurst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. I've had two or three people go there and tell me that they've just, you know, great service, and he did exactly what we said he was going to do. We'll be right back.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the events or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy. Pay money
Marts at Reading and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Reading Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
For years, the Reading Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th, marks the 20th anniversary of the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help, with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Welcome back, 3-5 Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, and this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Remember, I was just talking because it's so hot that you can go down to Quick and Clean Car Wash without your car and just walk through there just to get hosed down real good, and then they blow dry you at the end. The Quick and Clean Car Wash, great place. It's where I take the truck, and it always comes out looking great. So it's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros. It's in downtown Reading, right here, right down the street from our offices. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free, only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. I'm here. We have the honor of having with us a man in a yellow shirt, bright yellow shirt. Are those beer stains? No. Barry Weisswasser.
It's possible.
It's possible. Barry Weisswasser from the Asphalt Cowboys, because you got something happening this weekend.
Yeah, coming up this Sunday, September 11th, from 11 to 6 p.m., we'll be doing...
Nice poster.
We'll be doing our community barbecue, our 68th annual community barbecue in the park. It's Lake Reading Park. From 11 to 6 p.m., we're going to have tri-tip or chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, garlic bread. We do have the world's largest drive-thru, I want everybody to know.
Is this in the Guinness Book? You know, you should put yourself in for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, we should, but, you know, we don't need that make ourselves feel good.
Okay. No, that's true.
But we do. We'll serve, I think last year we had like 3,800 cars go through the drive-thru.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I think you know, but I'm not sure. How much tri-tip do you cook that day?
Well, this year we ordered 4,500 pounds.
4,500 pounds. And how about chicken?
Chicken, 2,200 pounds.
Okay. Do people like tri-tip more than chicken? It sounds like it.
Yeah, we do more tri-tip than chicken. But a lot of people will get, one of each. And they'll have meals for like a week.
And let me tell you about this world's largest drive-through. We've used it several times.
Sure.
You don't wait in line a long time. You are pushing people through there. I mean, from the time we entered to the time we left, couldn't have been more than 8 or 9 minutes.
Right. The longest wait I have heard about was somebody said, well, we only had to wait 10 minutes.
Yeah.
you know, to get.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The whole
It wasn't 10 minutes. It was less. From the time you pull in, I mean, because cars, I mean, you're not even stopping. I guess you stop and you hand us the food.
Sure.
But every time, everything else is. But you guys are walking alongside. Here you go. Keep moving. Okay, here's another question. What's in those cowboy beans? How do you make those?
Now you're getting silly. We can't divulge such information, but it's.
And this isn't out of the can. I mean, they may originally start
okay.
that way.
If you want to know what's in those. Well,
you're
going
to have to make a DNA test.
Deal with the devil, actually.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's three different kinds of meats. There's onions and carrots and great beans.
They just don't prepare them that morning.
No.
That goes on.
Like Saturday morning, we will do the prep for the beans. And then at another location, we'll do the prep for the chicken.
Uh-huh.
And, It's clockwork, man.
Yeah. Well, that's Reading Rodeo, and we do our, I do our big feed, steak
sure.
feed.
Yeah.
We're the night before, everybody's wrapping potatoes. I mean, thousands of potatoes.
Oh, of course.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's part of that behind the scenes things you never see.
Sure.
Okay. Now, these tickets are $10. If you get them before September 11th, then they're $12 the day of the barbecue.
Correct. And it's still such a deal.
And,
I mean,
and do you have, do you have tickets? I mean, where do people get tickets?
Well, if you see a yellow shirt walking around, especially on Wednesdays, that's usually the day we're out selling tickets. But you can also, if you don't see a yellow shirt, which would be a shame, you can go to Lulu's at the corner of Cypress and Pine Street, right at the junction there, and or San Francisco Deli. I believe that's on Athens Avenue, or the Paint Mart on Larkspur Lane in Reading here. So there's several places you can pick up tickets.
What else? Oh, well, first of all, it's great. Okay, where's the money go to? Because this is lots of money y'all make.
Well,
after expenses.
After expenses, I mean, sure.
This just doesn't go
back in for a
party in Hawaii for Asphalt Cowboys.
I know. I suggested that, but I was shot down. Literally. Well, shot at. But anyways, we have a number of things. We have a scholarship fund, which we just gave a $1,000 check to a student for their law education. We also donate equipment to the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. We donate to the Reading Police Department. And, let's see, I'm missing something here. But, of course, we have to maintain all our equipment, which we have a lot of equipment. But none of it is spent frivolously.
None of it is spent frivolously. Of course not. How many people in the Asphalt Cowboys?
I believe there are I think there's 38 people. 38 people.
In the Asphalt Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only 38?
Yep.
Do you have a number or something? Like, you can't have more than this?
40. Yeah.
So, y'all are a pretty elite group then.
We are. One year we did a dinner for, the California Sheriff's Association. There was about 450 people there down at Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Uh-huh.
And we cooked the meal all, you know, we
kind
grilled,
of what you're seeing
we
right
grilled
here, probably.
Steaks. And,
oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We grilled steaks and, you know, made our beans, served it ourselves. And as I sat down at one of the tables after everyone was served and all the immediate work was done, I sat down next to a sheriff from a county down south.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I think I'm going to suggest a group organized like the Asphalt Cowboys. And I said, well, good luck. I mean,
it's only taken 75 years to do this.
Right, right. So, I mean,
how long has the Asphalt Cowboys been around?
Since 1953.
Whoa. Yeah. So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
A couple other questions. Now, the sheriff, does the sheriff have a mounted posse? I know they're search and rescue guys, but do they have a mounted posse?
Well,
kind of organized.
Yeah, there is, because I've been to the, and I know a few people on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to the Shasta County Sheriff's Volunteer Luncheon, and there are awards given to the people in the mounted posse. So I know there is one.
Okay. I was just wondering. If
they're volunteers, just volunteers, like the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. And because I know they use them for search and rescue and other things like that. So I just was just wondering if they had a mounted posse.
Yeah.
Because I've been...
You ought to join. Oh, yeah, I know. You join and then you don't go to meetings.
No.
That's what I was told.
Well, what I said was, exactly was, I don't join things because the last thing I joined, people tried to kill me. So I waited 15 years.
That would be discouraging.
Living here in Redding, I waited. VFW doesn't count. You know, I've joined the VFW, okay, because I don't have to do anything there except show up and drink now and then. I joined the Redding Rodeo Association, and I've really gotten involved with that. And it's, you know, your brother, your big brother organization, and I've thoroughly enjoyed that. So I'm trying to play a part in that.
Good.
You know,
that's good.
I believe in what you all. And what the Redding Rodeo Association does for our city. This is great. Because it's, you know, people think of Asphalt Cowboys, it's just a pancake breakfast. No, your charter says if there's emergencies like the car fire.
Oh, absolutely.
Y'all got involved with that.
We put our fundraiser together in 4 days.
Yeah.
And then plus feeding
over $70,000. Yeah. I mean, if we had to, y'all could be down at the rodeo grounds or any place and set up and feed thousands of people.
Yeah, which we have.
Which you have, yeah.
One thing I'd like to
add
regarding the barbecue, it's not just drive-through. You can come in, walk in the park. We'll have a live auction. Merchants around town have donated so many great, great items, and it's a live auction. It's a lot of fun. We're supposed to have music. I'm not sure on that, but... you get if you're really hungry, you can go back and get seconds. And we'll have beer and wine and ice cream in the park and sodas. So,
and you sweep through the park, make sure it's clean.
Oh, absolutely. So. We pick up all the hypodermic needles and everything.
So you don't have to worry about that.
No, not at all.
Barry Weisswasser. And you have been a member of this for a long time, and I have known you a long time, my friend.
23 years.
Well, I've only lived here 15 years, but you've been in the Asphalt Cowboys for 23 years.
Yeah.
And y'all throw a real good spread for all the media to let us know that it's happening. So you get thousands of dollars worth of free publicity for a $10 meal.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We do try to get the media involved. We'd like them to... help us out, public service announcements and interviews like this. This is awesome. It gets the word out.
Yeah.
And we just want people to know. We want them to hear by watching television, listening to the radio. Hey, we're having this big barbecue. We want you all to come.
Yeah, this should be on your list of things to do in Reddit.
It should.
Okay. In fact, we're going to be buying some tickets from the Asphalt Cowboys today or tomorrow, and we're going to start giving them away.
Awesome.
And we'll give away 10 tickets this week to our listeners who want to go down there, and 2 tickets to each body that calls. It's not starting today. It'll start tomorrow. So, and I have a feeling that we'll be able to give them away very quickly.
I'll bet. They go fast.
Hey, Barry, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the Asphalt Cowboys, too.
Carl, thank you very much. We appreciate the time.
Hey, anytime, buddy. Hey, let's take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sit KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundebot. Good morning, everybody. 7:52 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you're looking for a second opinion on your investments, your health insurance, your insurance, retirement plans, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. She treats her customers as friends, and she's very, she's beyond competent. She's outstanding. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Britain is getting a new prime minister today, Liz Truss. She's meeting with Queen Elizabeth and receives official go-ahead to form a new government. You know, the way they do things over there in Britain is really strange. You know, they have to make little coalitions and they scream at each other during the meetings and all that, which I kind of like. Instead of, you know, pretending that you like each other and you've got decorum and, you know, in the Congress and the Senate. In the House of Representatives and the Senate, they just turn it loose. You know, they say nasty things to each other. And I've known, you know, like, I haven't seen her. But, you know, when Margaret Thatcher was in there, she would just, you know, go right back at them. And anyway, so she's going to take charge, of, one of the world's largest economies and appeal to tens of millions of voters who do not appear to be very excited about their new leader. Only 18% of the Brits said they had a favorable view of Truss as she prepares to take the job, while 44% said they view her unfavorably, according to a poll conducted before Truss was announced as a winner. How would you like to have an 18% approval rate?
That's worse than Biden.
Oh, much worse than Biden.
That's astounding.
So, 44%. That means the rest of them are just kind of on the fence. I really don't give a damn.
That's crazy.
I don't give a damn. You know, yeah. But to have that kind of numbers.
It's terrible.
That's crazy. So, anyway, she's taking over Britain. And she says she's not afraid to pick a fight with Biden. Who should? Everybody else does. Russia in the Ukraine is purchasing millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea for use on the battlefield in Ukraine. Indicates that Russia military continues to suffer from severe supply shortages due to in part to export controls and sanctions. More than 6 months into its war with Ukraine, it's estimated that over 25,000 Russian soldiers have lost their lives, and Russia has yet to achieve any of its strategic objectives. You know, failing the government, taking all those ports.
I'm surprised. I thought Russia was going to have Ukraine in like month, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what they thought too. Yeah. They thought they could just roll in there, Ukraine would roll over. But
yeah,
Zelensky,
put up
who was
a
comedian on TV,
yeah,
who had a show about a comedian becoming president, and then he wins by a huge majority. And then, you know, he's been leading that fight.
Yeah.
Now,
no, it's awesome.
People are complaining, oh, we're sending billions to Ukraine. We send billions.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, I feel like it's
if
more
it can drain the Russians, yeah. the Russian. And here's the other thing: every day they fight. We've got observers over there.
Yeah.
You may not see it, but they're there. The CIA, I'm sure, has got the place covered, and they're looking at how the Russians are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
When you start having Russian generals getting killed, it's because they have to come up front because things aren't happening. Right?
Yeah.
So they're there to instill confidence and give direction, and several of them have gotten killed.
Wow.
On this. The Ukrainians have reached right into Moscow and done a bombing meant for Putin's, one of his real close advisors.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy switched cars at the last second.
Oh, I
with
heard
his
about
daughter.
That. I heard about that.
And his daughter got blown up, which was...
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, you know, it's terrible, but geez. Anyway, we're watching that. Well, look, we thought the Russians would be able to roll over them in a month. Well, they can't because for a variety of reasons. One, their training sucks. They have no small unit tactics, you know, so...
Yeah.
Russians have always been like that, though. Students in Uvalde, Texas, are returning to classrooms today, 3 months after the 18-year-old gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School. Officials said no students or staff will be returning to Robb Elementary, though. Instead, they'll be absorbed into other schools. Some of them have left the school district entirely. Increased security measures have been put in place, including law enforcement officers, cameras, and fences. I don't feel like my kids are safe. I don't feel like they've done anything that's been done to protect our children, a local parent said. You know, the sheriff got fired. There's multiple lawsuits going on down there. You know, you can make kids safe, but people don't always want it to look like a fort. You don't have to make it look like a fort, but you should have a way of keeping the school grounds, make it harder for people to get onto the school grounds. You can have gates and you put people at gates. And you were telling me at your school, people could just walk in out of the forest. Wasn't that you?
Yeah, it was at Foothill. Yeah.
Cameras, doors that automatically lock down, doors that are shut and locked mm-hmm. when those bells ring, places where those kids can get into, like a safe room, and be able to run in there and lock
it. It's not a bad idea.
No, I mean, if they're out there, there's a safe room, and they can get into that and slam the door, they're going to be safe.
Yeah.
There's dozens of things you can do. The biggest one, though, is putting an armed officer on every campus. And if it's mm-hmm. a large campus, two officers. You know, well, the cost. Well, who cares what the cost is? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's not like you're not getting tons of money at this point. And there's times when things get tight. Well, then that money comes out of it. It comes out of the from Newsom. He gives $1 million or $2 million to every school district. Not to every school district, but to every county that they dole out to the school district so they can put some armed security on campus. I feel very strongly about that. You know, that people know that there's going to be somebody there that's going to be getting to them quickly. And the teachers are trained and what to do and all this. And you can cut back on this. We shouldn't have any of these. It's horrible. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California is going to join us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Victim Eliza Fletcher, a 34-year-old school teacher and mother of two, disappeared 4 days ago while out for an early morning jog near the University of Memphis. A suspect, 38-year-old Cleotha Abston, had a brief court appearance a short time ago. A public defender has been appointed to represent him after he told the court that he could not afford an attorney. Another court session scheduled tomorrow. In the meantime, the suspect remains behind bars. Federal judge has dealt a blow to the Justice Department by authorizing appointment of a neutral third party to review materials seized by the FBI in the Mar-a-Lago raid. But correspondent Eric Tucker says this may not be the final word on the matter.
It is unclear to what extent this decision is going to last, because it is safe to believe that the Justice Department is likely to appeal to a federal appeals court to seek an immediate review or overturn of this judge's decision, because this decision could have significant implications or ramifications for the Justice Department's work. So it's safe to believe that they're going to want another set of eyes on this decision before it really takes hold.
Liz Truss is Britain's new prime minister, taking over from Boris Johnson. What to expect under the new leader? The BBC's Rob Watson.
Based on the past, I think you will see Liz Truss and her government take a very hard line on President Putin and be very strongly supportive of Ukraine. That is popular here politically across the parties, popular in the country. And in terms of that other huge issue with the European Union, I suspect if the past is anything to go by, relations will continue to be very, very difficult.
Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed at the moment. Right now, the Dow is up 44 points, so the Nasdaq Composite Index down 22, the S&P 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-7495. Vehicle Protection Plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-279-7495 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-279-7495. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-7495. Again, 800-279-7495.
China has locked down tens of millions of people under tough COVID restrictions and is discouraging domestic travel during the upcoming national holidays.
According to a tally published by the Chinese business magazine Caixin, across the country, 33 cities, including 7 provincial capitals, are under full or partial lockdown, covering more than 65 million people. The report adds outbreaks have been reported in over 100 cities, the highest since the early days of the pandemic in early 2020. In Chengdu, 3 more rounds of mass testing are being held through Wednesday, and schools remain closed with all classes online. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Central Bank of Australia has boosted its benchmark interest rate for a 5th consecutive month to a 7-year high of 2.35%. The Reserve Bank of Australia's decision was the 4th consecutive hike of half a percentage point. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Moscow court convicts a former journalist of treason, sentencing him to 22 years in a maximum security prison.
The ruling Monday concluded a trial that had been widely seen as politically motivated. The sentence handed to Ivan Safronov is among the harshest moves against Russian independent journalists and Kremlin critics who have faced mounting pressure in recent years. Safronov worked as a defense and space reporter for a decade before becoming an advisor to the head of the Russian space corporation Roscosmos. Safronov was accused of passing military secrets to Czech intelligence and information about the Russian military to a German national. Safronov insisted on his innocence. Keith Peters reporting.
The lights and the air conditioning may go out today across parts of California. As a brutal heat wave persists across the West, Californians being warned of the possibility of blackouts. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM on KCNR. Today is the 6th of September, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, number one in so many areas. The top-rated hospital in the area is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what the weather's like.
Good Lord. So today we have a high of 115. That might be the hottest day we've had this summer.
I wonder if that's a new record for today.
I think it might be.
Okay.
I don't know. Tonight, a low of 80. Wednesday, a high of 112. Wednesday night, a low of 78. Thursday, a high of 112. Thursday night, a low of 78. Friday, a high of 112. There is an excessive heat warning from now through Friday. So, yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little bit of high risk of heat stress or illnesses for the entire population. Stay hydrated. Try to stay out of the sun from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Good luck for everybody working at Costco and on the K2 development down here right behind us. If you have access to air conditioning, use it. Now, they have cooling areas here in town over at the Good News Rescue Mission, and you got the mall like that if you don't have air conditioning to go into. There's a number of places here in town that. And by the way, you see somebody laying on the sidewalk in one of our homeless or whatever, and they're laying on that sidewalk passed out, call 911 right then. Because as Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional told us, they've had people, and it's not as hot as today, that pass out on the sidewalk and end up with second-degree burns. So, and the other thing, of course, if you're walking your dog, hopefully you do it early in the morning or later in the evening, but put your hand down on that sidewalk because it's going to be 130 degrees. If it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for the dog. Okay, on the phone, we have one of my favorite guests by far, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing, brother?
Thank you for your flexibility, my friend.
Adapt, improvise, and overcome. That's what we do.
It's hard to hear you. Can you get closer?
Yes, I can. Is
it perfect.
Better?
Perfect. Okay.
All right.
Hey, no worries. You know, I don't even know where to begin, Sam. we've had good news, we've had bad news, we've had, you know, we've had all types of things happening in our since the Supreme Court said that we can carry concealed firearms. The state of California has gone berserk. Can we start talking about that?
You blipped out just for a second.
Oh, I said the state of California has been going berserk since the Supreme Court made the ruling. And they're coming up with things that are so strange, that is so strange even they can't pass. They can't pass one of them. It was just so strange. They go, well, you know what? They couldn't even get all the Democrats to vote on it. So.
You're absolutely correct, Carl. It was a beautiful week last week in that we were able to defeat SB 918, which was the CCW Wallapalooza sort of taking what New York done and then putting it on steroids and inflicting that on the citizens of California. They were so arrogant, they knew they were going to pass it, that they, when they went to the floor, and Attorney General Rob Bonta was on the floor twisting arms trying to get Democrats to vote for his bill. And they were telling him to go pound sand because they knew that it was largely unconstitutional and they were not going to vote for an unconstitutional bill. And then AB 1227 in the other house where this was a excise tax of 10% on handguns, 11% on ammunition, long guns, and precursor parts, whatever that is. On top of all of the fees that you pay your gross fee, you pay your sales tax, you buy the gun, any of the fees that you pay, then they were going to put this excise tax on it. That required a two-thirds supermajority, and they weren't able to get it. As a matter of fact, they didn't come close on that bill.
Really?
They defeated the CCW bill by one vote. One vote. I was down at the Capitol working the halls, talking to staff, talking to members, asking members to help us, and they did. Some of the things they did, Carl, I wish I could tell you, man, because it was pretty amazing. But the things they did, we might want to do again in the future, and I don't want any of those liberal anti-gunners to figure out what we had done and how we had done it. So
okay.
It was an amazing day. It was an amazing day.
Hey, well, next time I'm in Sacramento, you're up here. Let's sit down and have lunch, and we can talk about those kind of things. you know, we might have
to have a scotch along with it. So
well, we might have to. We might have to. Might have to have you. You know, have you up here for our Man Up show on the fourth Thursday of each month?
There you go.
There's libations here as we talk about our spirit of the month. Hey, Sam, the outlook. I read about what New York's doing and some of these others, and with California. Are you seeing things from counties that are still trying to keep some pretty onerous regulations in? Because they have to issue. They have to issue CCWs now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some of them are still trying to put some pretty restrictive tactics on this.
We are seeing a slide in our direction like never before. Even some sheriffs that were not CCW issuers are issuing now. They are... The Attorney General told them that they have to, so they are doing it. And I haven't heard anybody imposing anything above and beyond what's already in the law.
Okay.
And that's a very encouraging thing. We're seeing CCW applications exploding in the Bay Area. They already started to explode in L.A. when Sheriff Villanueva decided, hey, I'm going to start issuing CCWs because I can't protect them all, and they can help us. So they're issuing them hand over fist, and San Diego is blowing up, and all across the state. Of course, in places like Shasta County and El Dorado County where we reside, you know, people have already been able to get them on a pretty, you know, easy basis, and those who have them largely have them. But thankfully, it's encouraging more people to go through the process. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, we're quickly approaching 12,000 up here in Shasta County that have it. And you know, and the thing
that
is
awesome.
I put four ladies through a class, and one of them travels to Los Angeles And she travels like every, you know, she'll be up here for 10 days and down there for 10 days and all that. And she just, you know, she wanted to go through the class, and she's got two guns now. And, but they come back, you know, they come back once a month, and, you know, not during, August. And they all shoot, and they keep the, you know, they keep their skills up to, you know, up to par, and, they can, operate those handguns and all this, so, which is a big part of, if you own a handgun, is the safety part of it, and, being able to use it correctly. But she said that, you know, her next door neighbor, who she thought was quite liberal, they were talking about it, and she says, well, I have a concealed carry. And he says, I have a gun. I don't have a concealed carry because they won't issue it to me, but I have a gun that I carry. So, you know, people down there in L.A., I mean, it's just dangerous down there.
It is. There's, you know, and people wonder, why is it so dangerous in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles and stuff? It's because the knucklehead policymakers are putting criminals back out on the streets sooner than as soon as possible. They're not making them, you know, serve their entire terms. They're not even jailing some people who commit crimes. You know, if you commit any sort of a misdemeanor, even a violent misdemeanor, they bring you in, they clear your wants and warrants, they slap you on the hand, and then they kindly say, please go out and be nice. Don't commit any more crimes until your court date, and please show up in court. Now have a nice day. That's what they do. That's what they do. So no wonder. No wonder that crime is going out. We don't, the criminals know that there's no penalty to it. And the people in prison know, hey, we're going to get out early anyway.
You know, this whole thing on, and, you know, the people that get out of prison, for the most part, I mean, well, I tell you what, let me address that after we come back, because I want to talk about the, you know, the parole hearings at San Quentin. And when I was there, you know, visiting one day, because we talked about that, and and what happens there. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Minuteman Press. If you need something printed, like business cards, invitations, don't go online. Nope. Do yourself a favor and call Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press at 530-221-0400. He has done a lot of stuff for our station here, including a pop-up tent with our logo all over. It only took us 14 years to get it. 13 years to get it, and with the backdrop and everything, it's beautiful. I can't wait to use it, in fact. I may just put it up in my front yard just to have it up. Good prices. They're very responsive to everything you want there. That's Minuteman Press, located at 2900 Innsbrook Drive, 530-221-0400. We'll be right back with Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there, use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy. Mart's at Remington Anderson or Lulu's restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jonesport by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting the treatment that you believe you should have for a work injury because of denials or expiration of benefits, give Patrick Gorman a call. 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You know, a lot of times he'll tell you, nope, things are going the way they're supposed to. But he'll be glad to explain it to you. But if you're not getting the treatment, you need a lawyer. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. Patrick Gorman knows workers' comp, workers' compensation. He knows what you deserve. He knows what you rate. So if you need somebody to fight for you, and I tell you, he's a pit bull, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 today. I'm on the phone with Sam Paredes, who's the director of Gun Owners of California. And we're talking about laws and things that have happened. We've actually had seen one bill about charging us, putting an excise tax on every gun and ammunition, be defeated. And there's another bill I want to ask you about that was signed, Assembly Bill 1594, which allows individuals, governments, and the Attorney General to sue irresponsible manufacturers and sellers of firearms for the harm caused by their products.
Yeah, this is the allow anyone in the world for any reason to sue a gun manufacturer if they think or believe or wish that a gun caused some sort of a crime or was the problem. This is a bill that has been passed and signed by the governor, and it will certainly be challenged. It is not only illegal under federal law, the federal government preempts this whole area and has a law that does not allow for frivolous lawsuits. It doesn't prevent anybody from suing a manufacturer for a bad product, a defective product. That right will always exist, but what it does do is if a gun, you see, a gun can't commit a crime. It takes a criminal to use a gun in an illegal manner in order to commit a crime. So it's not the gun's fault, because sometimes they choose knives, sometimes they choose cars, sometimes they choose you know, explosives. Sometimes they use their fists. More often they use their fists or baseball bats or something like that to commit their crimes. But it isn't their fists. It isn't the bats. It isn't the knives. It isn't the guns. It isn't their fault. It is the people's fault. And our government and policymakers don't want to put the blame where it squarely belongs. And so they continue to go after the guns. And there will be a lawsuit. I expect that the National Shooting Sports Foundation and the manufacturers will be challenging this very soon.
You know, I can never figure this one out. But the parents at Sandy Hook sued whoever made that rifle that guy used. And
yeah,
they got a settlement out of that. But how did that – is it just – because they didn't want to take it any further? Because, you know, how do you hold – it'd be like holding Ford responsible for somebody getting drunk and killing six people.
Yeah. No,
by using one of their vehicles.
It isn't that at all. What happened was that they sued Remington because they own the company that made the AR. I believe it was Bushmaster. And so they were suing Remington, and Remington was in bankruptcy. And what happened was they – dissolved the company, and the insurance company was the one that settled with the Sandy Hook people, not Remington.
Okay.
Remington never settled. It was the insurance company who were trying to cut their losses, and that's what they did.
Okay.
So there's still been no gun company that has acquiesced to the, you know, the gun liability people, and that's a good thing. So people misunderstand, oh, they caved in. Why, they should have fought to the end. They did, until they went bankrupt. Now the Remington company that we see now is a wholly different company owned by wholly different people.
Right.
So it's...
Okay, I was wondering, I did not understand that myself. So, hey, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing?
You're doing great, Terry.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Do you know about Mark Baird's case, the Baird versus Bonta? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I haven't heard any progress on that, but I expect that every case that is out there that has already been filed, whether it's that case or the Miller case or the Rohde case, or on and on and on, they're all back in play.
I've got an update for you.
What's that?
Okay, you can go to mountaintopmedia.com, mountaintopmedia.com, and I believe it's episode 55 we did. We did two episodes with Mark Baird. During the second episode, we had a phone call from his attorney from New York, and this is going to be going before Judge Mueller, our favorite, right? Jerry Brown's buddy. It'll be going in front of her on October the 21st, from what I understand. We did get 5 minutes. With Mark's attorney from New York. She'll be flying out here. But we did get 5 minutes, and we'll put that into a video, and I'll get that to Carl, and I'll get that to you once we get everything spliced, diced, and done. In the interim, if you want to see what she has to say about the upcoming hearing, or if it's going very, very well, which will be great for all Californians, you want to hear that, you can go to Mountaintop Media. Go to episode, I believe it's 55, it's 54 or 55. You go to that, you scroll over to about 25 minutes in, and you will have her on the phone explaining everything. So,
hey, Terry, can you give us a succinct background on this case?
Sure. Well, the thing is that basically the Supreme Court, and as Sam has said, you know, concealed carry is not a right, it's a privilege. Therefore, the only right we can have, according to Clarence Thomas, is open carry. This particular issue is going to be huge for California, because what Mark and his attorney have done is put the state in a corner where, in fact, if we don't have concealed carry, we don't have open carry, we don't have any carry, and we can't take the gun outside the home, then how can we protect ourselves? And at what point is the Second Amendment considered not a right, but it being allowed by the state? So at this point, we're looking for an injunction. If we get it, then what's going to happen is that open carry will be legal in California once again, as it was in 1968, and as it was, even though you could have the bullets in the same area as the gun, you still could open carry till about 2012. So I think it's a landmine case, because what happens is that it creates a position for the people in California not to have to go through a permitting process for a constitutionally protected right. And the judge agreed to this, and also the attorney, Waters, on the other side of the aisle for the state, did agree. I mean, it's the only right that we have in the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights that we have to get permission for. You can't use the word allow and right in the same word. And really and truly, it's looking very good, but it's a compelling part at the end of, again, Mountaintop Media, episode 55, I believe. It's 54 or 55. Scroll across to 25 minutes in. You'll be able to hear Amy give a much better explanation than I did.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Okay, gentlemen. Have a great day.
You too, Terry.
Thank you.
That is a big case, Sam. That and you, it sounds like many others.
They're all big cases, Carl. You know, I expect that within the next couple of months, the assault weapons ban and the large capacity magazine ban in California will cease to exist. I think it's that soon. I think before the end of the year, cases will remove those laws from the books in California. That's going to cause an earthquake. Then I believe that the roster of handguns, the roster of approved guns, will be overturned probably within the year. And we're on a roll. We haven't lost a case nationwide yet.
Well, you know, and what we're talking about here is, of course, the laws of California saying you can't have an AR. So those people that had one and just took it apart and locked it in their safe will be able to pull them out again then.
Yeah. And use them with their 30-round magazines that they came standard with, or their 20-round magazines that they came standard with. Carl, the only time in court that we have even come close to losing was the Gun Owners of America case against New York. And the judge came back and said, you know what, Gun Owners of America, even though you represent thousands upon thousands of gun owners in the state of New York, you don't have standing. But if you had standing, the New York law would have been declared unconstitutional. Now, I'm not stopping this case with prejudice, which means you can go back and amend your argument. We've already done that, ready to go back, deal with the issue of standing, so that a federal judge will declare the laws in New York unconstitutional. And that is analogous to what we have here in California. So we get it there, we got it coming here. So it's just a beautiful thing, Carl. It's a great time to be alive and be a supporter of the Second Amendment.
Well, yeah, we've got to take a break here. And one of the things that's important, and I thoroughly agree with you, and what Terry said, you know, we don't have to get a permit for the First Amendment of being able to speak what we say, you know, what we think. To be able to get a permit to protect yourself, especially in today's society, the way it's leaning, has been, you know, very interesting to watch as it's worked its way through the courts. So, okay, got to take a quick break here. If you are thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back with Sam Paredes and Gun Owners of California.
If everybody had a nose across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA.
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jonesport by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jonesport by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Games Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business. I've been getting my hair cut there for 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. Great people down there, Tim and Logan. They work by appointments only, so you don't have to wait. Just come in, get your hair cut, and walk out. Or you can just hang around like I do sometimes and just talk to everybody. Make your appointments at 530-244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. I have to take you in there sometime, Sam. Sam Paredes is on the line from Gun Owners of California. Hey, Sam, would you mind telling people what a ghost gun is? Because you see it all the time, and a lot of people probably don't know what it is.
Well, according to the present policymakers, a ghost gun is a gun that someone makes in their own home or you know, goes and uses somebody's machines or something in order to manufacture their own gun at home. That has been a right, and people have done that since before the country was created. In every state, it is legal for you to do that and not tell the government that you've done it. That's just been the law. So now that people are doing that and the anti-gun policymakers have realized that people have been doing that for 240 some years, they say no, you can't do that. We need to know where those guns are. So if you make one of these ghost guns that don't have serial numbers, you're going to have to apply for a serial number with us, and we will give you a serial number to put on that gun so it won't be a ghost gun. Now, the other side of this is that we've had ghost guns since guns have been used by criminals, because one of the first things they do often is they take a gun and they take the serial numbers off. They obliterate the serial numbers so that they cannot be read. Well, by definition, that now becomes a ghost gun. Those things have been around since criminals have used guns and guns have existed. So that's the definition. Other than that, it's pure gobbledygook, Carl. You know, the definitions that they can come up with can mean all kinds of things. But basically, that's what a what a ghost gun is, you know, full of ghouls and goblins. And
so you can't even buy parts. You can't buy parts unless you bring them through a gun dealer and they're registered and all that?
Yeah, you have to, not just a gun dealer, but a California licensed precursor parts dealer.
Oh, okay.
Somebody who has applied to the DOJ to be able to sell these parts. And then they have to do background checks on people, just like ammunition, when people buy one of these parts, because you know what? They might use them to overtake the country or to commit a crime or something like that. That's a bunch of sheep dip, you know? Yeah. The law enforcement officers have been, some of them, some of the top dogs have said, well, we have a problem with ghost guns. We have a 400% increase. Yeah, the first year we found one of them, and now we found four of them out there. That's 400%. That's a bad trend. We're going to have to deal with this thing. Fact of the matter is, these so-called ghost guns are used in an infinitesimally small portion of the crime, like 1% or 2% maybe. So that means that 98% of the crimes that are committed out there are committed with stolen guns, black market guns, and they're not doing anything to go after them. They're putting all of their focus at these ghost guns instead of going after the criminals. That's why we have crime.
You know, let's talk red flag laws. They've
okay.
expanded those, too, so that anybody in your neighborhood can call up on you. Okay, maybe it's not that bad. It's not that bad, but they have expanded
very
that.
Close.
Well, what is it now? I mean, it used to be law enforcement, family member, but now I think, you know, it's teachers, businesses, neighbors. Am I wrong here?
No, you're right. They're expanding it every year a little bit more. Coworkers at work, or not just teachers, but any employee of the school. So that includes the janitors, everybody. Anybody who works for a school can file for a gun violence restraining order or red flag law here in California. And let me tell you, I've said this before, the GVRO is the single most insincere law you can come up with, because, first of all, they are accusing somebody of a crime that they have not committed. They are denying somebody their Second Amendment rights, even though they haven't committed a crime. And there's no due process. If somebody files a red flag charge against you, they go to a court. The judge has 24 hours to decide whether he's going to issue it, or she. And they issue it the vast majority of times because they don't want to err on the side of you know, wrong. So they issue them. Then the police come down and take away your guns.
I mean, it's literally they knock on your door, right? I mean, they come up and knock on your door and say, here's an order. We need to take your guns.
That's right. They take them away. Then they say, okay, you can't go to the court to argue your case for at least 30 days, and sometimes a year. So you can't face your accuser. You can't know what the charges are against you. You can't plead your case before a judge. Tell me how unconstitutional that sounds. Well, that's what it is. And then they say, if they were sincere about trying to deal with people who are in crisis, a danger to themselves or others, and on the verge of doing something bad, don't you think that when they encountered these individuals, they would evaluate them to see what condition they're in and maybe try to get them help, some psychological help, mental help, medical help, whatever they can to try to back somebody away from the brink of jumping off the cliff into, you know, doing something really bad? No, they don't do any of that. They take away your guns and then they say, have a nice day. Please don't do anything wrong. They don't even tell them, hey, don't go get a black market gun or steal a gun from your cousin or your uncle to commit whatever crime somebody said that you were going to commit. They don't do anything like that. They don't get any help, any treatment for somebody. We already have laws on the books that work that way. But frankly, the enforcers are too, I hate to use the term lazy, but they don't want to use them because it involves so much paperwork. But the fact of the matter is, the laws that we have on the books allow law enforcement to deal with somebody who's in crisis, have them brought in, have them evaluated. During that time, they lose their guns. But if they're found to be good to go, then there's, you know, some misunderstanding, no reason, they go out there, they get their guns back. If they're found to have some sort of an issue, then they probably lose their rights to get their guns back for an ever and ever. But they've dealt with somebody who was in crisis, and they've actually evaluated them and found, you know, this guy really is Bravo Sierra crazy. And we need to deal with
people,
and they deal with it.
People don't. You've got to realize is if you have a altercation with your neighbor, let's just say, yeah, your neighbor over his dog being in your yard, he can go to court and say, I'm really scared of this guy, and I know he has guns. And like you said, judges are going to lean in, you know, for the caution, because if they say no, and then you get shot. So they're going to go that way. So, I mean, it's not just, you know, a school teacher that sees a kid that's obviously got problems, because they can do something about that. This is just about a way of taking away your rights without due process at all. And then now you've got to fight it. You've got to go to court. Is there, like, you know, if they find out, the judge finds out that it's just a Bravo Sierra, suit, you know, like an AR suit at somebody, can anything be done?
Yeah, the judge can dismiss it and return the guy's rights. And if the judge finds that the charge was issued frivolously, he can actually go after that person. But that is so hard to prove, because this is a situation where he said, she said, with nobody else around. It's very rarely does somebody who accuses somebody to the point of getting a gun violence restraining order is somebody punished for frivolously misusing it because they're mad, they're getting a divorce from somebody, they know they have guns and they know they can cause a world of pain for them by issuing one of these, and they claim that they said something to them and they get a GVRO. The judge comes back and says, what did they say? And they say something, and the person says, no, I didn't. There's nothing that a judge can do. But a person's rights have been grossly violated by these types of laws, and they are heinous. They are totally insincere. They say we have people that are in crisis, but this law does nothing to deal with their crisis. It does everything to infringe on their rights. And so that's what the red flag laws are.
Yeah, and this isn't a domestic violence thing or anything like that. Domestic violence has its own rules that if somebody's, you know, arrested for that, they can then seize the guns for that. But that's a crime that's already been committed, not one that somebody thinks that something may happen sometime. So, okay.
Yep.
We're with Sam Paredes, the Director of Gun Owners of California from Sacramento. We're going to take another break. You got 10 minutes left with us?
I sure do, brother.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. No, this is for active seniors. It's located near Turtle Bay. Great accommodations there. They're pet-friendly, gourmet chef, gourmet food, activities, transportation, if you wish. A great place to spike out from if you want to travel and all that. And all your possessions are safe, and you don't have to worry about plumbing problems, water problems, toilet paper problems, any of those things. At River Commons Senior Living, to get a personalized tour, give Brian a call or any of the pros down there at 530-238-5981. Get a tour. Have lunch with the people down there. See what it's really like. And you'll find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to a world of service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our foreign community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there, use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts at Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Reading Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Sounds like a gunfight going on, Sam, here in KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute, fully accredited chest pain center. It's going to become a teaching hospital next year. They're bringing in residents to do the residency, doctors to do the residencies at Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's a huge step, and it's going to be a huge boon for the community, because once they get here and they find out how great it is here in Reading, they're going to stay. Let's hope they bring them in like October. Let them get acclimatized to the weather here, and just don't bring them in, because today it's going to be 115 degrees. It's going to get all the way down to 80 tonight. Tomorrow, 112, Friday or Thursday, 112, Friday, 112. But Monday, it's going to be 95. So, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. I'm with Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California, Director of Gun Owners of California. And Sam, the problems that we've been facing for so many years seems to be alleviated by the Supreme Court. No matter what you think of Trump, a lot of people, one of the reasons, that if for no other reason, when he said who his Supreme Court justices were going to be, that we're going to be constitutionalists, that kind of sold me.
on that. There are other things that were not that great, but this group on the Supreme Court have decided that the Second Amendment is part of the Constitution.
You're absolutely correct, Carl. They have come to the united decision, or the significant majority, six members.
Six to three.
Text as informed by history and tradition is the only way we can look at challenges on the Second Amendment. No longer, they emphatically told all of the judges throughout the country in the appellate courts and in the district courts, you can no longer use these two-step judicial processes in order to evaluate Second Amendment case. That's one step too many. They said no more rational basis, no more intermediate scrutiny, no more strict scrutiny. There is only one step. Text, as informed by history and tradition. Meaning that if you're looking at a challenge on a Second Amendment issue, that violation of the Second Amendment has to have an analog. That means that it has to have a relationship with the laws that were in place in 1791. And if they don't, they are unconstitutional, period. End of discussion. Bright line. So when they're talking about opening all of these sensitive places like ball stadiums and transit facilities and trains and planes and automobiles and restaurants and bars and schools and all that stuff, there is no historical analog to any of that. So in time, they will be declared unconstitutional. There was never any law in 1791 governing the design or type of firearm that people were designed to use. And let me tell you, there were some guns at the time that they would have considered as quote-unquote assault weapons compared to your simple flintlock or musket. Therefore, the assault weapons laws of the United States are unconstitutional. There were repeating guns back then. People don't know that. High-capacity magazines, large-capacity magazines, have no analog in control. They're going to go away. 10-day waiting periods. No one ever waited. That's going to go away. All of this stuff is going to go away. There was never a ban on concealed carry or open carry, so those things are also going to go away. Carl, it's a beautiful thing. We live in a bright new world where the sunshine comes up and there are white, fluffy clouds, even if it's 114 degrees outside. It's going to be 114 here in the Sacramento area today, too. But you know what? I'll take it, because we are winning every lawsuit across the country thanks to the Supreme Court decision, and we're going to continue to win. And the other side isn't going away without a fight. They're going to keep whining and sniveling and trying everything they can to hijack the law. And we're not going to let them. We're going to keep fighting them. And we invite everybody who's out there who wants to be on the winning team to be a part of Gun Owners California and help us to go to court to fight to restore the Second Amendment to its glory.
How do people reach you all? Gun Owners.
They can go to our website at gunownersca.com. You can Google Gun Owners of California. You can call us at 916-984-1400. That's 916-984-1400. But the easiest thing is to go to our website. It tells you all of the court cases we're involved in. It tells you what's happening with all the legislation, everything that we've done. It tells you about information on the upcoming elections and what's going on, and from there you'll get all the information you need to be armed and informed to fight for the Second Amendment. You know, Carl, isn't it always fun to be on a team that you know is going to win?
Well, you know what? For so many years we were on a losing team, or one that was fighting. You know, just fighting to hold the very basics. And it's interesting to see as the courts go through here, saying that, hey, guess what? Americans do have the right to own a gun. Hey, guess what? Americans do have a right to carry a concealed firearm. Hey, guess what? You know, and it's going to keep going like that. So, Sam, thanks so much for being with us today.
Carl, it's always a pleasure, and you've got good listeners, you've got great sponsors, you've got awesome bumper music, and your questions are always so important and spot on in order to convey information that needs to be shared with everybody. So God bless you, and Linda, you guys keep firing away, and I'm always here to be of service to you, so thank you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Sam. Take care.
All right.
Hey, you know, people have asked us, Liam, for bumper stickers. They've asked us for years for bumper stickers, right?
Yes.
So guess what?
We got bumper stickers.
I've got I don't have a lot of them, but I have about, oh, I guess 90 left. If you're looking to have, and this is tasteful. This is not one that covers your whole bumper. This is like about what?
4x3.
4x3. So you can just stick it on there and, on your bumper. And say, yeah, listen to KCNR 96.5 FM. You've got one.
I do have one.
Did you put it in a prominent spot? I mean, you've got a number of them.
I didn't realize how little space I had, so I had to fight and, like, get it positioned. But it's
on there.
Top left.
Top left.
I kind of had to roll it over the top of my bumper because there just wasn't enough space, but I made it work.
Well, I mean, it's on there with, you know, unicorns are nice.
Oh, yeah.
And the other stuff we have on there. If you're looking for a bumper sticker, just come on down here to 1326 Market Street, and we'll be glad to give you one. You can put on your car, or you can find find somebody that's very liberal and hates us, and put it on their car. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding about that. Don't do that. You know, Linda says, you know, people don't realize you're kidding. I said, well, you know, so now I'm telling. Okay, I'm kidding. Don't do that. But if you do want a bumper sticker, come on down. Tomorrow we have the Reading Police Department joining us. I think a couple other guests coming through here. And nice. Now, remember, everybody, it's going to be 115 degrees today. Try and stay as cool as you can. Try and stay out of the sun as much as possible. And think about those people that are out there that are building our construction trades, what they're going to be having facing today. And it's going to be tough on them. So be thankful if you can get out of this. And if you don't have air conditioning or a swamp cooler, head on down to Mount Shasta Mall and sit there and hit the food court and spend the day. Go to a sports bar. They have french fries or something like that. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America. Well, I won't.